everybody had hobbies, some sort of time kill or some sort of project they would that they would get into when they were kids, be it putting models of some kind together, cars, airplanes, whatever, collecting this,
baseball cards, that. Coins, stamps.
Yeah.
Hustlers.
I mean, everybody had all that. We certainly had ours. I was a big baseball card kid, but that was different back then. I mean, you played with them back then, and now you collect
them. You didn't preserve them.
Did you trade them?
Yeah. Yeah, you'd trade them back then, and you would use them in baseball games, and, you know, you were constantly fiddling around with them and everything.
Looking at them.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you guys, because I've heard Craig talk about this, too. How you guys would play games, like actual baseball games.
There was an actual board game that you could use baseball cards and play a baseball game with.
I guess I never saw that.
Like, I would create leagues. I would draft baseball cards by picking them out of the cardboard
box. By yourself, or were you with friends?
Both.
Wow. What a time waste,
oh, yeah.
Man.
You weren't ever into cards?
Oh, dude, I've told you guys, I have more football cards. Okay. You would be amazed at the amount of football cards that are sitting in my parents' house right now. I mean, it's...
Mark.
Neat. Gosh dang it.
It's different now, though, with baseball cards, because, you know, now guys collect them, they preserve them, they put them in binders, you know, inside of plastic...
It's a money
packets,
thing.
...packets, mm-hmm. And they, you know... Those guys probably don't ever even look at the cards again.
No. No, they because they're told that they're worth money.
Yeah. And so the less handling they do of them, the better. The better condition it keeps the card in. And in that world, I'm told that's everything.
Well, I had two hobbies growing up. And mine kind of sucked. One was collecting football cards, which I enjoyed doing. And I did it up
in... That doesn't suck.
Well, it just seemed generic. Everybody kind of did something with cards, but... yeah, I mean, my parents' bit was they would get me the Topps collection. I have every year from the time that I was born in 1969 through my whenever I stopped, which is I think my senior year in high school when I figured that okay, I'm done with this. And then they would get, you know, that was a Christmas present every year. It was a random nice card along with a set.
Mm-hmm.
Which were hard to find. Like, mm-hmm. Some of those older sets were hard to find. And you know, some of the really old football... I mean, I was really into them. They bought me books, pricing books, and I was obsessed with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would spend hours, you know, trying to figure out what card was worth what. And I think that was kind of what you were talking about. My generation probably started the not so much playing with them and drawing on the back of them and putting them in your bicycle spokes. But it became... A point of, I could see that this card was worth, in mint condition, $2.50. Therefore, don't touch it, don't breathe on it, whatever. I bought all these booklets mm-hmm. that I shoved the cards in, you know. But the corners are all mangled by now, I'm sure.
When I first started collecting cards, they would have these little cartoons on the back,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yep. For sure.
And a fun fact.
Except they would have just the outline of them, and to get it to fill in, you had to take a coin
and
rub
it off.
Across of them, and then the rest of it would show up.
Yeah, I think I have a couple of those. But then my other hobby, which I'm not even sure how it started, but that lasted about the same time till I left the house, was I collected pocket knives. And it was a pretty cool hobby, actually. Like, looking back at it, I like that hobby more than the football card thing, because everywhere my parents would go, or I would go, or my sister would go, we would always be on the hunt for different pocket knives.
A pocket knife?
Yes, a pocket knife. And
did
man,
you go to knife shows?
No, I didn't get those. Those are. I don't think those are pocket knife shows.
Or the knife store in the mall?
Yeah, but it was more, you know, if you'd go on vacation somewhere, you'd be trolling for a little trinket like pocket knives. Not so much big.
No, they would
knives
be
or something like that.
That would have like the name of the state on it or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And you'd go up to Wewoka and see a totem pole and with a trading post nearby and stop by and look for
you're exactly right.
If you knives and buckskin moccasins and stuff.
Yeah, like if I would have ever gone out to Venice Beach or something when I was a kid, which I never did, but I mean if I was walking up and down the boardwalk, I would be looking for one thing, pocket knives. You know, nothing that was expensive, something that cost $3, $4, $5 or something like that. Now, my sister collected matchbooks, and she had, I guess she still does, thousands of matchbooks.
That sounds like a fire hazard.
Probably was at the time.
What was your favorite knife that you got?
The Fonzie switchblade comb?
No. We had some friends. I had a switchblade comb. Didn't everybody our age have a switchblade comb?
I did.
I think one of my friend's parents went to Europe and came back with 3 or 4 different pocket knives that I thought were really good. Oh, my God.
This is from Europe, man.
This is from Belgium. Don't even look at it.
Right.
But hobbies, I didn't have anything really hardcore like some of my friends did, like stamp collecting and coin collecting. Mm-hmm. Like that took up a lot of my friends' time.
Man, I never got that stuff.
I never got it either.
I never got stamp collecting or coin collecting or...
I mean, I think it was neat if I found a...
butterfly collecting or bug collecting or anything like that.
I think it was neat if I found a wheat penny or a buffalo nickel or something like that and save it. But I did not care about collecting stamps or coins.
No.
I went through my baseball card phase and had those. But my whole thing was model airplanes. Non-stop.
I knew plenty of guys who did this. In fact, I had a model car dalliance myself.
And the thing was, is to do these things properly. And
how old were you when you started that?
Middle school, probably 5th to 7th grade.
Yeah.
And I would take it so seriously that, I mean, these would be, and I get the 132 scales, the Ravels, only World War II.
What does that even mean? I don't even know what 132 scale
1/32nd of the actual size.
Okay.
Essentially.
Okay.
And I would spend days and often weeks completing one model because to do it properly, you would have to disassemble all of the things from the trees. You'd have to paint them individually. I would get tiny, tiny little paint brushes and paint the silver on the pilot's goggles. You know, I mean, it was all about detail. I would get books and books of photos of World War II airplanes and look at their paint jobs that they would have in these books of the actual, you know, the way they actually looked, rather than the recommendations that you would get on the instructions or the box it came in, and go full on detail, like painting the nose art, you know, the naked ladies on the noses of the planes and all that stuff. You know, melting an ice pick to resemble bullet holes that were shot into the wings, and then putting oil stains and smoke stains coming out from the engine. And
dude,
I was a nerd to the utmost degree when it came to that stuff.
I've heard about people who are into that, and yes, they will tell you it's all in the detail.
Totally. And it was so much fun because I spent a lot of time alone as a kid.
Yeah, we know.
And then I would hang them from my ceiling with fishing line and make them simulate...
Now, I had to do that.
Now?
No, man, when I outgrew that, just like my Star Wars action figures, when I got old enough where I didn't want to play with toys anymore, I'd set up giant battle scenes in the backyard that involved firecrackers and gasoline. So you've got Luke Skywalker melted into Han Solo, which those things now, they'd be worth thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah, and especially all the time you put into them and what good condition they probably were in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Were you good at putting those together?
I got really good at it, yes. And it was all about the detail. As far as, you know, you had to sand things, you had to spray paint things, let them dry. It was a massive undertaking. And
why don't you do one now?
God, you know how... Bring it up. Do you understand how long that would take for me to acquire all of the tools necessary?
Man, I'm telling you, then this is part of the reason...
That part of the addiction was getting a new X-Acto knife and getting different, you know, grains of grades of sandpaper and all
that. There it is.
Oh, the dunk.
Yeah, but all the different paints and thinners and spray paints, and I just don't have time to mess with that. And you know what? You know when that period ended for me, when hobbies ended... is when I discovered the greatest hobby of all that I still love practicing to this day. Masturbation.
But even
that ended all hobbies, because at that point that's all you cared about.
But even beyond that,
to the point of pain.
Nowadays,
what do you mean cared?
Do kids even do hobbies anymore? I mean, I just got a text from my buddy who was
Does anybody do gum?
Who said
do people
that,
do Pong anymore?
He said that the internet and video games killed hobbies.
Yes. No doubt.
And
well, don't they still have hobby stores?
They have crafts, arts and crafts, but that's for bored, frumpy housewives to make pot holders and stuff.
The one thing that I was always fascinated by, when, like you were saying, that just the meticulous nature of putting these models together, I could never do that. I didn't have the steady hand for it nor the patience for it, but what fascinated me more than anything were people that used to build ships and bottles.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is like the ultimate hobby. How did people do that?
That seems impossible.
You use basically long... You're doing everything through the neck of the bottle with these long-type tweezers things where you're applying the glue with one and you're positioning everything. It's that looks just impossible.
That looks painstaking.
Yes,
almost.
Painstaking is the perfect word.
But wasn't it amazing when you would see the finished product and you would be like, man, how did that happen? I mean, that was people back then that were in their 40s or 50s.
That was a real accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But I think kids now, I mean, do they stamp collect? Do they collect anything?
I don't think most of them do.
No, my kid had no hobbies at all. It was sports and video games. That's it. I mean, I did all those other things as well.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
I played Atari and basketball and crap with my friends.
All
but
of it.
Also,
but there was also something else.
Something to do when you were indoors.
But now they don't have hobbies. They have activities now.
What do you mean? Like
kids today, they have activities, and most of them are tied up with school.
My nephew, who's in elementary school, he is an idiot savant about Legos. I don't know if that even counts, but I mean, he will collect. He goes out and collects them and wants to build every one he can get.
Like, I wonder if girls still like the doll collections and stuff like that. You know, I mean, that's a fairly big hobby,
mm-hmm.
or it was at least. You know,
I'm sure there's some, but I don't know any little kids, so.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that age that has the, you know, between the age of 9 and 15, because you're right. I mean, once you reach a certain age, and all masturbation jokes aside, you know, once you discover girls and you become social.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that, Mike. I know that was tough for you.
Boy Scouts.
Things like that.
Then I tried.
Organized athletics.
Yeah, you just don't have time for hobbies. Unless I think that you're the nerdy type that never played sports, that wasn't real social.
I'm sure Dungeons and Dragons and stuff of that nature would be considered a hobby.
You had to do something, Ty.
I played Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, no,
I did models. I wasn't as painstaking as Danny, but I did models for quite a long time.
Did you build, like, Star Wars things, like build a life-size R2-D2 and put it in bed with you?
Drill a hole in it.
Right.
Drilled a couple of holes in it. I would do the World War II models.
Well, what say we hit the African-American line?
Why not?
See what's shaking here.
Why not?
All right, on the African-American line, here is Dustin in Dallas. How's it going?
Hey, Dal.
I'm 28, and my stepdad set me down and got me the 92 Fleer collection. So I was all into baseball cards. But my brother's 7 years younger than me and couldn't care less because that's when Pokemon came out. So it seems like that was kind of the generational divide. When Pokemon came out, sports cards kind of went down, and it was all about collecting those Pokemon cards and getting into those Magic the Gathering and everything like that.
All right, so I mean, I'm familiar with the concept of Pokemon, but I don't even know what you actually collect. What?
You would gather those cards, and then each one would symbolize a move in a game, and they would play games with him. Like him and four of his buddies in the neighborhood would circle around and play Pokemon, is where me and my friends would gather around and see if we could complete a set of a certain, you know, brand of card.
Now, is that a real nerdy thing, Pokemon?
Not at the time. It is now. But at the time, I mean, it's what my brother's generation, when he was probably 11 or 12.
Yeah, now they have words with friends.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Did you do anything, collect anything, or have any hobbies? I mean, you're at that really weird tweener age.
Yeah, like I was... My stuff tended to be like video games, and, you know, I did do
a
little
hobby.
Bit of... I know, but I didn't really get into true hobbies. I'm not sure a whole lot of my friends did either.
You know,
I think
this generation is probably the first generation that
video games
have anything.
And crap like that.
Hobbies need to result in something constructive or something that gains value or something productive. It's not hobbies aren't Yes, they're a time waste, but there has to be something produced at the end of it.
I agree.
Like a valuable coin collection or constructing a model out of nothing. Or don't you agree?
Absolutely. Or, you know, even my pocket knife collection, which just seems
useless. Or painting, anything, like art,
useless,
whatever.
But I was really into if I would get something or I would, you know, look up in certain cities and if I got something with a random city on it or something like that, then I start investigating the city a little further. I don't know. I mean, it seemed to be a bit educational.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit. Like with you, with all the World War II stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you just looked at these planes. You probably studied what these planes did and where they went.
You needed to know where they were indigenous. Like, you needed to know that to paint the bottom of a Pacific campaign Corsair needed to be painted light blue to match the sky as camouflage. Things of that nature.
And I could tell you all about the career of Richie Ashburn.
Still can.
Man, that's strange, though. That is a lost art. It just doesn't, it's gone. It's one of those things that probably just doesn't exist anymore.
All right. Up next, good news. And I'm serious.